It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
University of Michigan golf course today. Jim Costa, John Jansen, joined by Michigan offensive coordinator Kurt Campbell, and the favorite to win this golf outing today is my understanding. Is that true?
Well, first, thanks for having me, but I don't know about that. I'm just out here to have some fun, so hopefully we get some birdies.
Come on. Out here to have some fun. Winning is fun.
It is. It is. You compete in everything you do, so hopefully we come out with a W.
I got to ask you, because with so many players coming back on defense, a lot of the focus this year is going to be on offense, and you've been a part of this organization for some time now, and whether it was as an analyst, as a quarterback coach, now as coordinator, all of the focus is going to be, number one, on the quarterback position, but it's also going to be on that offensive line. As a coordinator, as you enter fall camp, what is the biggest question that you want answered from this offense?
Yeah, all right, overall identity. What type of offense are we going to be? Are we going to be a downhill physical run team? Are we going to be a perimeter stretch team? Are we going to be a ball control pass team? Obviously, we're going to come out with the mentality we want to dominate the line of scrimmage, but how is that going to look? What's the presentation to that? What are the run game? What is our true identity coming out of fall camp?
The quarterback position. What does it come down to? How many guys are in competition? What ends up winning that job?
Yeah, we got a handful of guys in the competition. I'm on record as saying this. We got a number of guys. I think they're major Power 5 starters. It's my job with Coach Moore to decide who's the guy that's the best to lead the team. There's only one football, but the guy that's able to play within the system, fundamentally sound, execute football and not turn it over, gives us the best chance to win football games.
When you're in the thick of that competition, and I'll ask Sharon this as well, obviously, you want to make that decision early in camp, and whether it's publicized or not, how important is it to make that decision as early as possible so receivers, O-line, the chemistry of that offense can grow and develop?
Yeah, I think it's important that, you know, there's a vision, there's a leadership mentality, but you also don't want to rush to that decision. You know, I've been a part of this in the past. This is my fourth time going into a fall camp where the quarterback position's up for grabs. One time we made the decision way too early, and it was wrong, so you don't want to rush to it, but you do want to give the guys a clear vision of what's going to be. I know they fully trust in us, the players fully trust in us as coaches to make the right decision. Plus, everybody in that room has done a great job of being a leader, so I don't think that's going to be as big a transition as it may be perceived on the outside.
So John tells me he has no inside info, but he threw out the idea earlier, getting Will Johnson the ball on offense. What do you think? Is that something you guys would be interested in doing this season?
I can't go on record saying that, but he's a really good football player. He does a lot of spot catching for us as quarterbacks. I tell you what, he can catch the football.
When you see athletes, and obviously defense, they've got a lot of great athletes. I experienced it as a teammate with Charles Woodson, having a guy come over in spot duty. How do you evaluate a guy that you don't maybe necessarily see running routes? How can you look at him and say, yeah, I could utilize him in this route or in this situation?
I think it's having an open mindset, being able to see physical traits, physical skills, his ball skills. I know we're talking about Will right now, but to see him on defense, break on the ball, how he's a hands catcher. I mean, you go back to some of the interceptions he had last year, just plucking them right out of the air. But then he does some spot catching for us as quarterbacks. We throw him some fades and all that stuff. We're going to keep him warm. We call it keep him in the hopper, and you never know what could happen with Will.
The receiver room overall, if you're a Michigan fan listening right now, you might be wondering, okay, I know got Samaj Morgan, I know the tight ends. The receiver room as it sits right now is unproven. What could you tell Michigan fans about the group that you guys have there?
I think with guys that we have coming back, we had a really good core group. We didn't have a whole ton of depth. Ron Bellamy has done an outstanding job adding Amarion Walker and C.J. Charleston, plus the two freshman receivers that have come in, Amarion Stewart and Channing Goodwin, that we have a very, very skilled group. They might be on rotation, but there's a lot of guys that can get the job done on Saturdays.
You mentioned trying to find the identity of this offense. Do you have a preconceived want or wish when you go into, or a preconceived idea going into fall camp? I think our offense can be, whether it's physical, and I know that all five guys up front are going to be new, they're going to be different. You know, some guys have some experience, but when you go into fall camp, how are you going to develop that identity?
Yeah, so I think it's a daily process. It's how we script practice. We script with intention. You just don't want to throw plays out there and just like, oh, let's see if we can do this. No, we want to be a physical offensive line. We're going to win football games because of our physicality, and people fear the winged helmet. So we got to be intentional with how we script that, being gap scheme, downhill, physical run schemes. But on top of that, we got to suit to our players' assets. You know, Donovan is really good in space. Samaj Morgan, really good in space. Just to name a few, I can go down the list. Kalel Mullins, a really good downhill runner. So, like, that's going to be part of our identity, and how we mold the blend of those players with what we are going to be physicality is how you achieve that.
Donovan Edwards, a lot of talk. He could have had a big year a year ago. Obviously, Blake Corum in the backfield takes up some of the oxygen. How does he step in now and have the big season that maybe he anticipated he would have a year ago? How do you guys get that out of him?
Yeah, I think he's been outstanding through spring ball, summer workouts. He's been a leader. He's been selfless. But, you know, he's hungry. He wants to touch the football. It's my job to make sure he does that. And it's being creative on ways how to get him the football. You know, I think Donovan is best with ball in hand, right, getting him out in space and then complimenting him with some downhill stuff. So, you know, put him in different situations that maybe fans haven't seen him in the past, and let's see how he does.
When you're trying to evaluate a quarterback and you've got receivers that are talented but inexperienced, and it's the same thing at receiver, when you have so many different guys that are trying to prove that they can be the quarterback, same thing with offense. I mean, there's a lot of new on this offense. When you talk about scripting with intention on, you know, and trying to develop that identity, how do you script a practice or a week's worth of practice leading up to the first game to try and develop the chemistry that this offense will need, whether it's O-line, receiver, running back, quarterback? I mean, there's so many new parts to this offense.
Yeah, I think you got to make sure that the guys that need to touch the ball in critical situations, you got to script the ball to them being the primary targets. You know, we're talking about the Colston Lovelands. You know, Marlon Klein stepped up there. But just scripting the ball through their hands, right, making sure that the quarterback has an opportunity that they're the primary target. And then we also, you know, through that, if the receiver does – no, make a drop or not, we track targets and location, all that. But just continue being intentional that we are putting the quarterback in the offense, if it is a pass play, that we're trying to put the ball through our best player's hands.
You mentioned Colston Loveland, and we kind of glossed over it in regards to, there is, Donovan is back, Colston's back. Mm-hmm. He is widely agreed upon as the best tight end in the country. What does he provide your offense in regards to, one, the comfort of having a target like that, but also there's a lot of things that you can do when you have a tight end of that caliber?
So first off, Colston Loveland, absolute beast, stud. His offseason has been outstanding. I don't want to divulge everything that we're going to do with him, but we're going to be creative with Colston to make sure that, you know, we have to counterpunch anybody that wants to take him out of the football game. That's going to be their primary target on defense. Let's stop 18. Well, it's my job and the offense's job to put him in situations and not let that happen, and we have developed him in that way. Coach Casula has done an outstanding job of, you know, not just teaching him inline stuff, but moving around, and we'll be prepared for whatever defense wants to do to us with Colston.
We're checking in with Michigan offensive coordinator Kirk Campbell. Part of the Big Ten is bigger now. Your thoughts on adding in an Oregon, who could be a heavy hitter, a big game on the schedule, USC, which becomes a tough game on the schedule. What's your thought of this new look Big Ten and what it means for you guys?
Love it. We embrace it. We want to play the best competition in the country. We want to leave no doubt at the end of the season that we're the national champions. So bring them on. We'll play them anywhere, anytime.
I know you've been a coordinator before. I know you had experience at Penn State, obviously at ODU. You were the coordinator there. Now you're going to be a coordinator playing against those teams like Texas, like, you know, so many of these great opponents, Ohio State at the end of the year, Oregon. How excited are you to be able to make your mark even more so on this program, but also as a head coach?
Yeah,
I mean, as a coach.
Yeah, it's obviously a great opportunity. Love playing the best teams in the country. I'm a firm believer, you know, the players are going to win the football games. We got to make sure that we put them in the best position to succeed come Saturdays. So, yes, I'm excited to go out there and score as many points as we can and hopefully one more than any team we ever play. But we know it's a player-led team. We got to make sure that we put them in the best position to succeed.
Kirk, appreciate some of your time, and good luck this season.
Thank you, guys. Go Blue.
It's 97.1.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.